Brian the Cashman. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing?
How's life over at AmeriCash?
Life is busy. Busy.
What's so busy about it?
Yes. It just all the magnitude of items that are coming in the door, let me tell you.
Are people buying gold and silver, too?
Absolutely. We are, you know what, that's the thing. It's, you know, back when gold was $2,000 an ounce, people were like, ooh, that's high, and now look where it's at.
$4,600,
you know?
Something like that.
And now it could be the low price, and, you know, in the future it could be a much higher price.
Any quirky items making their way in the door that you'd like to share?
We had a grouping of Fenton glassware come
in. Fenton glassware. I don't know much about that. What is it?
It's some beautiful pieces. They utilize all different types of glasses, materials, hand-painted pieces, just a myriad of different vases and bowls and cups and just other, you know, beautiful artwork.
How much does something like that go for? Like
they vary. You know, the pieces themselves vary in value, but the collection the person brought in was over $2,000.
Oh, see, and that's interesting because I would have thought, well, glass vases, stuff like that. Nope, that's why you check it out before you throw it out.
Yeah,
you better believe it. We're going to go to Melissa with our first question on line one. Hey, Melissa, how are you today?
Good, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
We have some $2 bills, Brian, with several of them. And they're the oldest are 1928, and it says a series of F and G, and then they jump to like 1953, but the numbers are red on the $2 bills?
Yes, that is correct. The United States notes. Those do have some additional value, just depending on their condition. There's a couple of varieties that exist that may have, you know, more value, but anything, I believe it is 1963 series and back, we're always happy to take a look at and purchase.
Yeah, and you could just, I mean, some are probably worth only a couple more dollars, but some you might get a unique one, right?
Correct, yeah. I mean, something with a, you know, the ideal stuff is something that is in mint condition with a very unique serial number that, you know, would spark interest.
What would be the unique serial? Like all twos?
That's quirky. Solid note.
Well, Melissa, you can always pop on in and just check and have them take a look, okay?
Super. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Have a great one.
All righty, you
16
too.
16 West Ogden and Westmont. We do a game at the United Center. I don't know if you've been at a game where I do a scavenger hunt where I have two sections, like have to bring me different items that are in their pockets, their purses, or their wallets.
Yeah.
And I always end with a $2 bill, and I am always, the first year I did it, I'm like, no one's going to have it. I'm so nervous. No one's going to have it. Every time I do it, there's like 20 people that want to run me their $2 bill.
Nice.
I think people like to tip with $2 bills.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard from some of the fans. It's like, no, I bring a couple twos to tip the beer guy gal. So it's wonderful. 312-981-7200. Get those texts on in. I got to click on over to our little document, Mr. Cashman. All right. 312, I have a Franklin Mint Solid Sterling Silver Plate with an eagle. I also have a pendant by Franklin Mint. I think it's a peacock with real emeralds and sapphires. Are they worth anything? Should I bring them in? That sounds cool.
Absolutely. That's definitely some good stuff right there. You know, anything that's made out of sterling silver, and, you know, obviously the emeralds and sapphire items like that, you know, potentially the item could be made out of gold as well. You know, and those are always good items to bring in, for sure.
630, John, ask the cast man. I have an Irish lead crystal glass set. Is that worth much? I don't know what Irish lead is. That doesn't sound like something you should have in the house.
Maybe he's trying to refer to a Waterford crystal, you know, that can be Irish made. You know, there is some value to some of the patterns. Some patterns are very common, you know, have high collectability, and some not as much. But, you know, there's definitely items that we always take a look at as well.
Sometimes you sound like a lawyer, Brian. It depends. But that's really what it is. It really does depend.
True. It does. You know, it's not just one size fits all. Yes. No. Yeah. You know, it just depends. There's always little variations that exist within things that make it more collectible or less collectible.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Get on the phone line now. 630-969-9600 is how you reach Brian after the show. That's the, you can text the items too. But let's get some items on the phone line and the text line too. More with Brian the Cash Man in a moment. Brian the Cash Man, he's efficient too in all that you do, and you prevent drafts as well.
Yes, I do.
If you need to stand in front of a house and a window and a cracked open window, Brian will do that for you. You'll find some old coins and stuff your windows
with. You never know. You never know what you might find.
You ready for some calls?
Let's do it.
First, we'll go to Jim. Kathy, hang on, though, because you got something cool, too. Jim, hello. What do you have?
Hi. I have a complete set of 33 cards of 1933 DeLong baseball cards, and some of them aren't in the best shape, but Lou Gehrig is in excellent shape.
Excellent. Oh. Do you have the Babe Ruth?
He was not in the long set.
Oh, the long set. Yes. I'm so sorry. I missed that. Definitely an item we're always interested in purchasing. Just gotta bring
cards from the 30s, condition's gotta be key to this, although if one is gonna be better than the others, having the Lou Gehrig be better than the others sounds good, right?
That's best. I mean, you know, you want the key cards in the most optimal condition as possible. That's gonna yield the most money.
Let's say they're in average condition, ballpark it. And Jim, this is not a guarantee. You got to bring it on in, of course.
Well, it's thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. So, Jim, you got thousands. Go ahead.
I looked it up on eBay. It was worth $15,000, but I've never had it graded.
Yeah. And that's key. You know, that depending on what the condition is. Also, I don't know what you've seen online, if that was somebody's asking price or if that was actually a confirmed sold item.
Yeah, I often see things on eBay and I'm like, oh my God, I could have had so much money for that. And I'm like, oh wait, it never sold at that. Jim, you may have seen it sold. And if that case, that's great. But Jim, where are you located at, Jim?
John Williams' favorite town.
Ottawa, baby.
Yes.
That's not
Ottawa.
Anytime you pop up to the Western Burbs, it's not too far. Come on by. Come by the shop at Westmont. It's at 16 West Ogden. I know Brian would love to see it, okay?
Okay, I'll bring him over there when I get up there after a White Sox game.
Sounds great. I'm actually going to be in Ottawa tomorrow, Jim, so I'll give a high five to you and our good friend Mr.
We're in Ottawa.
I don't know. I'm going to visit with John, and he's going to tell me where to go, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
All right, that's Jim. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there.
What do you got?
I have what I believe is called a caster set, and it is sterling silver. It's round. It has fixed, etched glass things in it. Three of them have crystal stoppers in them, and three of them have sterling silver tops on them.
Mm, yeah.
And it's got to be close to 100 years old.
Wow. Sure. Okay, that sounds nice. You got to love anything sterling silver, right?
Absolutely. Sterling silver is always good.
It is always marked, too, right? Like
It will have the word sterling on it. Foreign manufacturers sometimes use a different type of coating system, but for the U.S., it would be marked with the word sterling.
What do you think about this set?
This is a great set to bring in. I'd be more than happy to buy it. You know, something that's definitely going to be in the hundreds of dollars for sure. We'd love to review it. Maybe it's a better maker or manufacturer on the item. Not too many of them that are out there like that, but this is definitely something that's still, as long as it's sterling silver, it's going to be in the hundreds of dollars.
Is this something that like is based on what the price of silver is? Because you're buying it based on how much silver weight there is?
So,
or is it the items themselves are unique and sellable?
Depends.
Okay.
Depends on, again, like I was saying, the manufacturer who actually made the piece, whether, you know, that particular one commands any additional collector value to it.
Right. You see that, Iridian? He just said, as I just said. Okay, I get you, Brian. Kathy, where are you located?
Are you in the area? Can you give me the phone number that I could text? Okay.
Yeah, it's 630-969-9600. And you can kind of describe it and send a couple pictures.
Fantastic.
And that's what I wanted to do.
I love that, Kathy. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, what do you have?
You wouldn't believe this. I have I bought it on QVC late night 30 years ago.
Okay.
Official Michael Jordan 23 jersey, the short one, you know, the, with the hoops over the top, not the full, t-shirt deal.
Okay.
Signed by Michael Jordan, authenticated paperwork from Upper Deck. In the original box with the original tissue paper, it's probably been taken out five times.
Okay.
Folded back up exactly the way they shipped it to me back in 99.
Nice.
Is this something where packaging matters or no?
Like not, original not box? Not particularly. The jersey itself, condition of the jersey, quality of signature, type of ink that's used, obviously Upper Deck authenticated is what you want. So, you know, definitely have a great item. You know, it's worth them thousands of dollars. Bring it on by. I'll be happy to buy it from
thousands
you.
Of dollars for a
absolutely.
Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan signed jersey, yes.
Yeah, which I know that there's a lot of fakes out there, but this one there with the Upper Deck authentication, that's huge.
Yes.
Steve, where are you located
well,
at?
10 minutes afterwards, I went back on QVC and I bought a second one. And the numbers are only off by like 22 or 23. You know,
nice.
they're digit.
Okay. Well, you how much did you pay for it then?
They were each $999. Okay. They were a grand.
Okay. Well, yep. You're going to make more from that.
You'll make your money back for sure.
Steve, go to Westmont, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. That's where you'll find AmeriCash. David, what do you have for the cash man?
Hey, it's Wendy's neighbor, a couple blocks away from
me. Hey,
I have an original Charles Vickery painting.
Very nice. We've worked with many different original Charles Vickery paintings. You know, it just depends. I'm assuming seascape with a boat or ship.
No, he liked trains. So he painted trains and his dog. He painted a dog after his friend, and the dog is in there.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
How big is it, David?
It's like a 6x6 inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're by Wendy,
it's oil case or whatever. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, if you're by Wendy, you're by AmeriCash, not too far away in Westmont.
I am, right down the Ogden.
Yeah. And you guys do original art stuff, right?
Yeah, we do, absolutely. I'd be happy to take a look at that. It's not Charles Vickery's typical. It's usually Seascape. That is his you know what? When
well, David
think
said
of,
it was trains. So yeah, are you guys going to fight about it?
No, not at all. It's going to be interesting. You got to bring it by so I can take a look at it.
Yeah, and if it's something different than what he normally does, that could help out.
Yes.
Or not. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, everyone. That is kind of how the show works. 312-981-7200-630. My internet search says my non-perfect 1927 Eagle dollar coin is worth about $40. How about internet searches and apps that look at coins, Brian? Never trust it or just bring it in. It could be right. You never know.
So you got to remember, a lot of these apps, they offer them out there for free. And if they don't, you know, produce or give you a good result, you're not going to pass it along to your friends. You're not going to keep clicking on it, watching the ads that pop up, and they don't get their advertising dollars. So they're always going to give some form of a positive, you know, answer to it. Now, a little leery on some of the apps. You know, I've seen some. I pulled pocket change out of my pocket, scanned the coin, and it said it was worth $20, and
okay.
I handed it away.
About a 1927 Eagle dollar, $40, that sound about right?
No, a little. It's worth a little more than that,
okay.
You know, for sure.
630-969-9600, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, and Brian might get a chance to respond to some of your texts here, but I got to get going, Brian, okay?
All righty.
We'll talk in a couple weeks.